Okay, so in terms of the Rambam, do the other one first. Let's start with the other question first. Hagala versus Liban. Okay, so the problem is like this. Let's just get the cases straight here. What do we have? The Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Chulin basically are associated with each other, right? Because the Gemara in Chulin says if you take a knife from an Ovik Chavim, you need Liban, right? And the Gemara in Pesachim says that all you need is Hagalah, correct?
But it doesn't specify by Goy.
That's correct. That's kashering it for Pesach. You need Hagalah, okay? So that's what's bothering the Rishonim here. How come in Chulin it says you need Liban? Chulin, you got three things going on over here, right? Our Gemara doesn't mention a word about Liban or Hagala. Right? Our Mishnah just has Shifa and Ne'itza. Okay. Our Gemara just has Shifa and Ne'itza. Doesn't mention anything about Hagala or Liban. That's one. Then you got the Gemara in Chulin mentions Liban, right? And the Gemara in Pesachim has a funny thing that that Rav Ashi himself says he does Liban on the blade and Hagala on the handle, but the Gemara says the Hilch says Hagala is enough, right?
Oh, cool.
So you've got nothing mentioned by in Avodah Zarah, Liban in Chulin and Hagala in Pesachim. Okay. So how do we put them together? Okay, so one sheet is, like we were mentioning the other day, like the Ravid. He says, really, Liban is the way to kasher the knife. Right, why? Why does it need Liban? Why should the knife need Liban?
Because
it's used ala ish, right? They're saying it's used ala ish. How is it used ala ish? Like we were saying, the shawarma knife, or whatever it is, it's a... Roast with it, whatever you do. So it's considered aleish. So why does the Gemara Pesachim say Hagol is enough? So that's the old Heter Bola Yisur Bola, right? Okay. So that's one derech to work through the contradiction is that our Mishnah is talking about Tzonin, right? Our Mishnah of Ozor is Tzonin. But if you want to use a vachaming, you need a real hechsher of Liban. But if it's a terabala, then Hagala is enough, like the Gemara in, like our Gemara in by Kachim. Okay, that's one way to go. So that's really just a question of a terabala, surabala. But if you don't hold from a terabala, so then you have a big problem. How do you work out the Gemara in Chulin versus the Gemara in Pesachim? If you're going to learn that Chametz is like Isser. So how is it that the Gemara in Pesachim says all you need is Hagala, and the Gemara in Chulin says that you need Liban? Okay. So Rashi learns that what? That Hagala is what you need, correct? Let's take Rashi. Rashi learns that really all you need is Hagala, correct? And basically he just disregards the Gemara in Chulin. More or less, right? So the Gemara Chulin is just not Tafka. But really, all you need is Hagala? Correct? Yeah. But Tosfos holds that it depends on the knife, correct?
Yeah.
Who is that, Rabbeinu Tam?
No.
It doesn't say?
Yeah, he's the one that said Omer Dezeino Kori Tashmisho Al Yedei Ha'or. He's the one that made the distinction with the Gechalim, how like a small knife.
That's right, the small knife versus the big knife, right? Yeah. So some want to learn that. Right, Rabbeinu Tam Tiritz. Right? So he So that's the other answer. That really a knife that's used al ha'or needs libun, and a knife that's used that's not a small knife is not al ha'or, so it doesn't need libun. But the problem is for Rashi. In other words, if it does seem that sometimes you could use a knife, what about the problem that sometimes you use the knife al ha'or? So how do you how is it sufficient to do hagala? Right? I mean, is it the question of metzias? So let's take a look at the Ran and Psachim really gives you the better picture of here. Yeah. So he says the Ran and Chesam and Beis, he in Psachim, he says it like this. Umaskana de Beroschin will be Kli Rishon. That's all you need. That's how the Gemara concludes in Psachim. Bain li in chametz, bain l'shari surim shebat Torah. Shasakin afal pishen is shtamesh bo ayedei ha'or. Even though you do sometimes take the knife and cut into the meat that's directly over the fire. So in that sense, it should be like the shvud. You see where I am? In the top, this in the thin lines on the top, on 16. Oval b'chol kli, this is the ikar. B'chol kli, basar rov tashmish aslinan. That's the rule. And Ron mentions that over here in the Vazotu, right? Now, the question is, how do you kasher the knife with hagala? When you know that sometimes the guy would take the knife and use it on the ore, right? Or the knife from chametz to matzah, for chametz to Pesach. Even though you know sometimes you cut over the fire, he has an astounding halacha. He says, all you need is the derech of hechsher goes by the rove tashmish of the kli. One second. So he says, sharetz luchios vikosos vikitonios sheshanino ben madichon. He says, and I'll prove it to you. Because we say, it says openly, if you have kalim, like for drinking, all you need is hadacha. E efsha shele'itim rechokos lo yishtamish ben bechamen. It's not possible that once in a long while it was never used with chamen. It's not possible. It must be that it was, it's almost definite, statistically speaking, that it was used at least once for chamen. Right? But nonetheless, we don't say,
it needs hagala.
So you go busser rove. One second.
There's nothing else to talk about, you know.
Exactly, and the problem is, what about the tam? What about the fact that if you used it before, the tam went in?
Doesn't this make it so like you just, oh, I made a mistake. Oh, well, you don't usually make a mistake, so, oh, well.
Right.
It's kind of like you can use that logic for everything, then.
Yeah, no. As a matter of fact, listen to that logic over here. This is the way the Mechaber Paskens, he says, in Tuf Nun Aleph, I believe it is. He says, Kol kli holchin bo achar rov tashmisho. Hilkach ka'aros af pisha lepamim mishtamshim bem bikli rishon ala eish. So if you have a plate, even though sometimes you use it bikli rishon ala eish, kevin sherov tashmishon hu bi'irui, even though since most of the time you're really pouring onto the plate, you're not cooking with it, shema'ara aleim mikli rishon kachu echsheron. So the Mr. Brewer jumps in right away and he says, Mikol makom im yadua shem toch me eis l'eis hishtamshu bo chametz bekli rishon mamish. If you know for sure that within the last 24 hours you definitely used it with a kli rishon mamish and chametz, afo pishe ikr tashmish lo tamedu al yedei iroi o bekli sheni, even though most of the time it's not, Srichin Hagola Bakli Rishon.
There we go.
Dafka. Aliba de Kuliyama. So it comes out funny. If you know, what does it mean you go bust? Say if you buy it to take the knife from the guy, you know that 90% of the time he's using it to cut The Ron goes into detail what they use knives for in a minute. We'll go into it a little bit more carefully. But most of the time, they're using it not alaar. But you know that sometimes you do. So he says, even though you know sometimes you do, it's not like we're going bust a rove and we're saying, rove tells us that they never, that we negate the event of, we say it never happens because rove of the time it doesn't happen. No, we know it happens some of the times. We know it does. But the Hechsher Kli goes Basar Rov Tashmisho. So Gil's problem was, what about the Tam? So the Mishnah Brura says, Enechanami, if you knew Vadai was used, Mitoch Leis Leis, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. But what we don't know, that's not what we have to think about that. We have to think about if we agree with what the Mishnah Brura says. Okay.
Also, what's Hechsher Kli?
That's a good question. So Sprung says, well, what's Hechsher Kli other than Tom? How could the Mishnah Brura not be right? Right? Okay. And this is what the Ron says, basically, in Avodah Zarah. He has a little bit of an abridged form in Avodah Zarah. He says, V'yafa pisha l'pamim solen ba onan b'chol kli baser rov tashmisho aslinan. Right? We just go by the rov. Sherei kosis v'tzluchio, same thing. E'ef sheshalitim rechoko slo yishtamish b'hu b'chamin afil hachi sagi lu ba'adacha v'sakin gedola gam kein afa pisha l'pamim mishtamshin bo al yedei or ein rov tashmisho b'kach u'mishum hachi maskinan per kol shoa idi v'idi b'roschin b'kli rishon. Yeah. But how is it possible? I mean, you used it al yideha or, so then you have to get that time out. All right, so there's one Gemara that we learned that would be very helpful in answering this problem. The last line. So if you remember, the Gemara in Ayin Hey Amud Beis says Tana Rabbanan on the Lokeach Kli Tashmi Shmino Obdei Kochavim Dvarim Shalom Shtamshim Bantil and Vein Tahorin, right, etc. And then it says, like this. Exactly. It says V'kulon Shenishtamish Bohen Ad Shlo Yatvil V'Shlo Yagil V'Shlo Yilabein. So we hold this mutter. Meaning to say, when you buy a stam kli from an akum, basically we assume it's neinu binyoma.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's what the Gemara says. It says, it's the brisa. It says, halokeach kli tashmish min ovi kochavim. You have to kasher it. It says, but if you didn't, the food is mutter. Because there's an umdana, apparently, that it's, we say, stam kelim einu binyoma. If you have a stam kli, and you don't know for sure when it was last used, we assume it's neinu binyoma. You have the right to assume that. So that helps us a little bit, right? It does help. Well, it helps us a lot. And it seems to corroborate the Mishnah Brura, that we could say that when the Gemaras that are dealing with Hechsher Kelim are assuming the kli is neinu binyoma already. Right? It's assuming the kli is neinu binyoma already. Yeah. But still. Right. So that's Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like this. So what? But the point is, once it's used, once Allah or it should be chayev in a libun. It's an ena ben yomon. It's another tam of gam. Yeah, but we require hechsher on an ena ben yomon. That's exactly what we require, hechsher on an ena ben yomon. You want to see something really strange? Take a look at the Ran. Take a look at Ran himself. Listen to his logic. He says like this. He's trying to explain what this means, but we go baser rov tashmisho. So he says, "Umishum hachi sagi luhu b'hagala b'roschen u'b'kli rishon." So now, since we go by rov tashmish, even though the knife is used sometimes ala or, all we really need is a hechsher b'roschen u'b'kli rishon. Umiyu kli rishon boy, but you do need a kli rishon. Why? Dezimnin de mayolahu beduda de bisra. Sometimes you put it in the pot of meat. Vavale le kein kafa. So sometimes you use a knife like a spoon. Okay. V'chein kosav harav bal alochas gedol zal. V'afal pi shebe'inyin ze eino ikar tashmisho. Kevin shepamim mishtamish bo ayideya or mamish. Ulefi oso tashmish tzorach libun. Okay. So now he's quoting the Bal Halachos. The Bal Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag. And he says, he's just a similar idea. He says, since sometimes you use it, the Ikar Tashrish is not for the hot, but sometimes you use it on the ore, and it would require Libun. Upamim shu mishtamish bo b'kli rishon, kamo shekasavti, like a spoon. Umipnei oso tashmish tzarech hagala b'kli rishon. So sometimes you do things that require Libun, sometimes you do things that would require hagala, right? Afal pi sheharbe pamim hu mishtamish bo b'kli sheni, even though most of the time you're really cutting things that were already taken off of the fire, which he considers a kli sheni already.
Yeah.
So you do three things. Sometimes you do Libun, sometimes you do things that need Libun, sometimes you do things that need Hagala, and sometimes you do things that need a kli, that are in a klisheni. Hitilu chachomim hechsher beinoni. So the chachomim took the hechsher of the middle. Shehu tzorech l'tashmish em tzoyi shelo. Dahaynu beroschen b'kli rishon. So he says, how do they pick out that a sakin should do Hagala? Because you got to look at all the things you do with it. Sometimes you do things in a klisheni that wouldn't need a kli rishon hagala. Sometimes do things ala or that would require a libun. And sometimes do things in the middle that do hagala. So let's take the range of its use. The range of its use stretches from kli sheni up to libun. So we'll take a hechsher that's in the middle. We'll take a hechsher that's in the middle. Notice he's bothered here why it needs a kli rishon. Why can't it just be baroskin but kli sheni? Because that's rov tashmish. That's what's bothering the Ran, is once you're going to this idea of rov tashmish, so the real rov tashmish is kli sheni.
Right.
Yeah, so why do you need roskin but kli rishon? So for that, he has two answers. Either the Bahag, that sort of is like trying to take the middle, or he says, Mishum da'agav duchka de sakina bola tfe, hichmiro olav shalolatir b'kli sheni. Says that even though you use a b'kli sheni, but it's together with this property of duchka de sakina, so then we have to up it to a kli rishon. In other words, is it really we're saying rov tashmish is kli sheni, but rov tashmish of kli sheni b'duchka de sakina is like equal to a kli rishon? Or is it this other Bahag idea of like averaging out its usages? But either way, we're not going for the worst case scenario, right? We're not saying we'll take the worst case and do that hechsher. So I mean, I can only yeah. I mean, the only way you can understand this is the machlokus is. Has to do with this sheet that seems to be learning like this, that if it's a ben yomo, then you're right. I mean, you have to get the tam out. There's no way around that. I mean, it seems you can't seems difficult to argue with the Mishnah Berurah on that point. If it's definitely a ben yomo, then there's just the presence of iser. So you can't be mishtamish with it. You have to be machsher from its iser. But if it's an eino ben yomo, they're learning that really the only reason that Chazal say you can't use the Eina Ben Yomo is the Gzeira Atu Ben Yomo. So we're worried that if you use the Eina Ben Yomo without a Hechsher, you'll come to use a Ben Yomo without a Hechsher. But they held that the Chash Drabonon, it's enough to prevent the Iker Tashmish of this Kli. It's enough. You only have to be choshesh for the predominant use of the kli. So if I have a kli that's predominantly used b'chamin, so what will I say? Don't use it when it's an eino ben yomo without the hechsher of chamin, because that will prevent the ikker. Tashmish, that will prevent the Iker Tashmish Be'isr. In other words, the Gzeira Midrabanan of Atu is not formulated on the worst case scenario. is formulated on the Stam case. We're worried if you use this Eino Ben Yomo B'derech Klal as a without a Hechsher, then you're going to turn to the Ben Yomo and then you're going to use the Ben Yomo without a Hechsher. But which use of the Ben Yomo are we really worried about? The use that's Matzoi. We're not gozer on a on an Eino Matzoi, on something that's unusual. The Gzeira is formulated on the Ikar Tashmish. So the Hechsher is really to prevent the Ikar Tashmish as a Ben Yomo. So all they needed is the all they did was on the Rov Tashmish. Exactly. Right. Right. The Hechsher Daraisa is on the Tam, but the Hechsher Drabbanan is on the Kli. Shouldn't the Tashmish of the Kli. So it's formulated by the Ikar definition, by the Ikar Tashmish of the Kli. But the other Rishonim are arguing on this. They're saying that what? So what's the machlokas now? So it would come out, you could say like this, the machlokas is the hechsher, the requirement of the hechsher on the Eino Ben Yomo, right? That's the question. What's the requirement of the hechsher on the Eino Ben Yomo? How do you formulate the chi of hechsher of a kli Eino Ben Yomo? Is it like we're saying that it's formulated in terms of the tashmish of the kli, or is it in terms of the shame in terms of the tam itself? Right. In other words, they took the doraisa of the hechsher on. The question is when they. Midaraisa, you need a Hechsher because of the Tam, like Sprung is saying. Midaraisa, you need a Hechsher because of the Tam. Midarabanan, they're worried that you're going to be Mishtamish with it, and it'll lead you to be Mishtamish with the Ben Yomo. But the chi of Hechsher on the Eino Ben Yomo, is it that they take the Tam Lefgam, and in terms of Hechsher, they say we Matzrich a Hechsher of the Tam Lefgam, just like you'd be matzrich a hechsher on a tam l'shvach. So then once you used it, the libun, that's it. It's chayiv in a hechsher of libun. Or did they formulate it just in terms of the, like you're saying, more like a hecker of the, in terms of the tashmish. So then it's formulated in the derech ha-tashmish. Is it formulated in terms of that they're taking the tam l'fgam and treating that as a cause of hechsher itself? Or is it, no, or do you say, no, since it's only to prevent you from using the Ben Yomo indiscriminately, we only have to take the Kli in terms of its ordinary Tashmish. Now there's a side that says, that you need the Libun on the knife because you used it once or twice with Ala Or, is more of the standard way we would think about it. We would think Midoraisa, Tam L'Shvach, requires a Hechsher on that Tam. And Midrabanan on the Tam Lefgam, they require a Hechsher. But it would be, the Hechsher would be exactly like you'd have to be Machsher the Tam that was L'Shvach. So if you used it today, Ala Or, you would require Liban. So then tomorrow, when it's Lefgam, you also require Liban. Because the Chiyuv, they just basically are applying the method of Hechsher of the Lishrach to the Lefgam. Whereas Rashi's way is learning, no, that it's not really an inyan of the Tam. We don't care about the Tam Lefgam. That would be good if Midrabanan was saying Tam Lefgam is an Isser. But no one's saying Tam Lefgam is an Isser Midrabanan. You understand? It's only because we're worried if you use the Kli Lefgam, you'll use it also Lishrach. But when is this Kli really used Lishrach? Well, it's Iker use Lishrach is in the Chaman. So which use are we really protecting? We're really protecting the use b'chamin. So then all you need to do is to ensure that it has a hechsher of chamin. That's the basic, that's the typical chash, that's the typical problem that you'll encounter. Now, if I know I always have to kasher it b'chamin, even when it's in a ben yomo, so when it's a ben yomo, I'll make sure that I won't be able to use it without a hechsher. And if I give it the hechsher, and if I give it the proper hechsher, now we're getting into trouble though. And if I give it the proper hechsher is really Oh, its proper hechsher is basically the hechsher of chamin, because that's the typical case. That's the typical case. We're not worried that maybe you use it for libun on that day, and then you're going to do the hechsher of chamin and it'll be treif. Now, but the thing is, you could say this leads to a big kula, right? Problem is, you could say this would lead to a big kula. Now, what if a guy happens to be the guy who uses it b'chamin one day with treif, and then he thinks he only has to do argala? Right? Now, what about this? What about the Mishnah Brewer's case, basically? I mean, it comes out that it leaves open room for a big mistake. The guy is going to think the knife, he's going to be taught the knife only needs a hechsher b'chamin. And what if one day he does happen to use it by accident b'isser with isser on the or? So then all he's going to do is a libun. All he's going to do is hagala.
Yeah.
All he's going to do is hagala.
Incorrect everyone, that'd be bad.
And that would definitely be bad. I mean, they're saying that but that's what we mentioned very often. We mentioned this a lot of times, that the takanos midrabanan are not necessarily to prevent every possible instance. They're formulated on the case that's motze. What does the Gemara say? Milsad lo shchicha lo gazri b'rabanan. So, milsad lo shchicha lo gazri b'rabanan. Things that are not common, the rabbanan don't make his errors about. So, it's true it's used sometimes this way, sometimes. I mean, a kos also once in a while is used in hot. But that's not the milsad shchicha. Milsad shchicha is cold by the cups and kli sheni basically by the knife. And the Rabbanan were only matzrich the hechsher of the hechsher that's of the issur d'shchiach. That seems to be the way you have to learn with Rashi. Terrible. Okay, all right, so let's take the Rambam for a minute now. Okay, so the Rambam holds a very strange thing. Yeah, he holds that a treif knife only needs what? Shifa, right? Hashchaza, what does he call it?
Mashchizen.
Either you need libun, or you need to be mashchiz berechayim shalom. Mashchizen berechayim shalom. It is true, by chametz and matzah, he says all you need is hagala. It's interesting. But over here, he says...
Because he treats it like a terrible.
Apparently, it would seem so. Even though the Ritva thinks that the Ram does not hold from a terrible, but I don't know. But, so what's the svara? That was our problem. If you're going to need libun, so that seems like it's really... He's worried it was used a la or. Right? And if it's really used a la or, then it would seem there's a blia gedola. I mean, a la or is the biggest blia. So how can you just do a quick, how can you just shave it down? But he says mashchiz and kula, right? Everything. Mashchiz and kula. Yeah, so what were you saying? I mean, Adam, you mechavin to the ra'ah. You saw the ra'ah? So he basically is learning what? What's the ra'ah's answer for this shita? It seems like he's not worried that it's used ala or, right? He's saying it's not that it's used ala or, but it's because of the duchka de sakina, it's balua into the klipa of the knife. Why can't Hagala get it out though? That's what I understand.
I think, yeah, I was wondering about that too.
Does he say dafka libun?
I don't know if he'd say the Rambam or the Ra.
No, the Ra. But it does seem like there's no other way to answer this problem other than saying that the Ram is learning by the knife, it's balua into the klipa. But it can't be that he's learning it's used ala or, because then it would definitely be balua into more than the klipa, right? And then the Beder Kabbayah says and sometimes you use it b'chamin. That's really, so what? We go by Rav Tashmisha. You're here. I'll read to you. The Ross is like this. He says, Umasha Kosav, Shemishna Seinu Shoshaninu Ba, Hasakin Shafi Torah, Eina Eling and so on, Eina Vizu Vizu, Kloma Shifu Nizakol Achas Hechsher, Leinian Tzonin. So the Rashba says, when the Mishnah says to sharpen it or stab it in the ground, that's only for tzonin. He says, that's clear that that's not true. She'ilu ha'isa shifa hechshera shosakin lechol b'tzonin lo haya dai lo b'ni'itza b'karka filu kama pamim. She'ah shifa b'rechayim shal umunin v'hi klipa le'barzel. V'ima Mishnah matzrechas shifa lo yisa moda b'niitza. Shifa yisa moda b'niitza niitza shikala hayila l'shanos v'koshkin shifa. So he's bothered with one thing. He says, if you're going to tell me that it's either shifa or niitza, right? That's what's bothering him. No, and it's only for chama. It's only for cold. He says, how could you equate the two? Shifa is taking off a whole klipa. And the itza is just abrasive rubbing. I mean, it's just a good cleaning. So that doesn't make sense. If it was shifa or an itza, the Mishnah should have said the itza. Tell you the lower one. Why tell you the higher one? V'od ataloma davar mein yana shrei mishasenu hechsher gomor shana. But this is the main point. It says the Mishnah should be the same. The whole Mishnah is telling you, everything in the Mishnah is telling you the full heter. Why should it be that when it gets to the knife, it's telling you a half heter? It's telling you tzoni. Right? So it must be the shifa is good even for every, the shifa is good even for chaman. And v'oh, sherei b'yishalmi omru, sh'af ne'itza, hechshel l'sakin, lechel bo r'seach. U'bovad b'sakin katan, mechlal she'hein, shom mishasein, lechshel gomer. He said the Yerushalmi's mashma that way, that it's a heter gomer. Af r'seach. Kal v'chom me'itza, okay, fine. So he said it like this. Ovo shifa ein bo chilek v'hechshel gomer hi. L'chol ha'sakinen, u'l'chol davar. How? How is it possible? Mipnei she'ha'shifa klipa hi le'barzel. The shifa is taking off a klipa of the barzel. Klipa means a thin layer. One second. V'kim l'hul rabbonon she'ein barzel boleya al yedei roseach yoser mi'kidei klipa. So you're saying even through, so you're saying it's used b'chamin, but the rabbonon, it's an umdana that by the metal, by barzel, which a knife is predominantly barzel, it's only bolei or klipa. V'af bishut pam mishtamshin b'sakin ayideh or hochu chacham mocha rov tashmishin b'stam. Rov tashmishin b'stam b'basar v'seach mevushal. V'lo k'divrei chacham sh'omrim sh'rov tashmish b'sakin b'tzonein. Yeah. Mevushu sh'ein el rov tashmish b'seach. Okay, fine. So how does he come out? So he comes out with a funny thing. He has an umdana. That what? If the sakin is used by roschin, the rabbanon held that roschin and the sakin is only bolea klipa. And that's why he says liban. And he says later on, I think I maybe didn't copy that for you. He says, it was getting a little confusing. But he says like this. He says, Liban Shifa. He says, Vistamas is Nadach HaGala Liban. Because the Gemara says that what is Liban? Liban takes off the outer klipa. Where is that? Right, the only thing is the Ra'ah sounds like he doesn't need Liban, right? He's saying Hagala would be enough?
Yeah. That's the only difference between him and Rama.
That's the difference between him and Rama.
Rama would say Liban or Shifa.
Rama says Liban or Shifa. Now, which knife is the Rama I'm talking about, though?
Big knife?
No, I mean, the thing with the knife is some of them are smooth and some of them are rough, right?
For either.
So how does he go? He goes like this. Let's just get the case straight. Where is it, Yud Zayin? It says, if it's im ha'yos ha'sakin yofesh she'ein ba pigima dai lo emnotza b'kar kosh ha'ser ha'pamim v'ochel ba tzon tzonon.
Tzonon?
He has the word snow in there.
It's a typo, right?
Well, no, I think
you
want to say...
They want to say, because even Dabar Harf.
Oh.
Im hayu ba pigimos, o shoyesa yofer rotz lechol ba chamin, malamno mashchiz akula. So he said like this. If you want... Let's just get the case again. So if it has pock marks on it, right, then if you want to use it at all, right, even for cold, you have to do libun or shifa. So that's clear. That's clear. Clear that the Rambam is learning that if it has pegimos in it, it's impossible to remove the crud from those pegimos without removing the entire layer of without either doing libun, which just basically incinerates everything. And I mean, the Gemara says ad shetashir klipason. Kama malabnon amarav mani ad shetashir klipason. So the whole libun is basically just like destroying the entire outer surface of the clay. So if it has pegimos in it, then the Rambam is saying you basically have to remove the outer edge. So that's shifa. Certainly libun is good. But if it was smooth, let's say, right? If it was smooth, that's the hard part. If it was smooth, so you don't worry about the crud. Correct? So then you could do what? Ne'itza 10 times in the ground and use it for tzonim. Right? And use it for tzonim. And if you want to use v'chamin, you still have to do libun. Or shifa. So the problem is, you see clearly, if it's a smooth knife, you're not worried about the crud in the pegimos. Right, and then you must be worried about the blios. You're worried either about the just schmutz that you can be wiped off, basically, and blios. Correct. So if you stick it in the ground 10 times, you get the schmutz off. So then you can use it for cold. But if you want to use it for hot, now you're worried about the blios. But for the blios, why do you need libun? So you're going to tell me you need libun for the on the blios because it's very deep in, then how would shifa help? I mean, it just seems like the ra'ah is right. I mean, it just doesn't seem like there's any other possibility. If for some reason, he's learning a very strange metzius. It's a very strange metzius, and the metzius is that the tam is balua in the klipa. But for some reason, you can't get it out with anything less than libun. That's what's weird. Why can't Haggadah get out that time?
I was thinking the opposite. That
you go ahead, maybe the opposite. Really, I mean, the only way I can understand it, other than what Yehuda's saying, is that he's learning it's used b'chamin. With Tuchka the Sakina, it's used b'chamin, and like the Ra'a is saying, it's balua into the surface, and even if it's not a knife that has major pegimos, it always has a porous surface. So therefore, if you're going to use it for cold, it'll be fine if you do ni'itza. You'll get out the surface dirt. But the blias themselves will be more fixed in place than a regular kli. And even though it's only on the surface, it would require, even though it's only on the top layer, that it's balua, without a libun, the hagala won't remove it. So therefore you'll need either shifa or libun. But by chametz, since it's a terabola, you can treat it like any other belia. But I really know, and that's not really clear. Yehuda's saying a different svara. That what? That's derech tashmisho?
Yeah.
You have to go derech tashmisho. Right. So where is the real belia?
The real belia is inside.
Like, deep?
Yeah.
So what about when you use it beroschim? I mean, the Rambam is saying you could do this even on the ben yomo. So you use it beroschim on a ben yomo. So you took off the outer layer, but what about the blius of that tam?
The Blius of, you mean the innermost Blius?
Yeah, the innermost Blius.
The shards of the
right. Middle. He's saying that Rechayim Shalah, it's Dafka Rechayim Shalah, that is a, it's a spin, it's a, it is a process of cutting with heat. That's interesting. I'm not sure. I have to think about it.
What are you saying?
I mean, what?